there's an announcement about the photo section. We have photo section right after the second talk. Everybody, right here outside, dress up and bring your smart. Okay. Second talk, second speaker today is Christian Blanchet from Maurice Ligero, and the title is No Commutative Representations of Foreign Groups.
Thank you. I want to thank the organizers for giving me this opportunity to talk here. Yeah. So my purpose is to consider some representation of mapping classes, subgroup of mapping class groups, acting on some homology on configuration spaces. So this picture is well known. So I will first consider what is really well known, especially in the case of configuration in the disk. And first this was considered by reference, and then Kramer and Bigelow used this in order to show that the weight group is linear in some cases. So my notation, I will consider here unordered configuration. So in the case of the disk, what we have here is the disk minus a set of points, usually standard points on the rear line, and you remove what we call the big diagonal. So a place where two points are the same. And you question out by the action of the symmetric group. So the game is to consider a regular covering of this space. And this covering is associated with an explicit representation of the break group, which is the fundamental group of this configuration space. And this homomorphism will go to Z2, which we write multiplicatively. And we use abelianization of these break groups to write this here, in order to define this psi. So psi of a certain grade will be q to the a, t to the b, and you use this gamma by forgetting points. The first points you will go from bn. So here you forget. So this will be the tau one. And you go to abelianization of this part Vn, which is Z. And this way, you send gamma to B. And you can also consider this pi 1 as included in Bm plus n to its abelianization, which is still Z. And you will send gamma to in fact B prime, which is B plus 2A. So this is the definition of psi, and probably most of you know this. Then you consider homology of the corresponding cover, and you group acts on it, so you get Z q plus minus 1 t plus minus 1 other structure. And later, if you consider a grade which you see as a diffeomorphism represented by a diffeomorphism of your disk with points, then this diffeomorphism will act on the first, it acts on configuration space, and because the kernel of psi is respected, you can lift it to the cover. And using this lifting, you have an action on homology of the cover, and this is exactly the representation you want to study. So this defines the representation of the gray group acting on this homology. So this, in the case of ordered configuration, was considered by Swift-Lorenz around 1990, and then Kramer in 2000, especially in the case of 2 points, and then Bigelow used it to show faithfulness of this representation, and many further start computation related with quantum invariants. So there are variants depending on the kind of homology you consider. You can consider a relative homology relative to the boundary, or this one, which is usually described as Borel-Mohr homology, and which is relative to the point at infinity in some sense. So this new epsilon is a place, is a neighborhood, as you think, of the boundary at infinity. So the place where 2 points are very near, or 1 point is very near to the removed points. And this one, in fact, is rather good for computation. So in the case of surfaces, Moriyama has considered action on of the Mapical's group of surface, genus G surface with one boundary component on homology of the space of ordered configurations. And this reproduces the well-known Johnson filtration on this mapping class group. So the theorem is the following. If you fix a point on the boundary of sigma, then the kernel of the action, for the moment we have here I have to remove the diagonal. I forget to remove the diagonal here. Because there's a small mistake here. In fact, no. I do not need to forget because I consider relative to the diagonal, which is the same as the new epsilon of before. So this is a Borel-Mohr for configuration of ordered points. And the kernel is the nth Turing subgroup, TA. So this is interesting action. And in the case where you consider unordered configuration spaces, so here you quotient out by the symmetric group, then the kernel is trivial. Well, it's not trivial, but it's always the same. Always this usual Turing group. So in some sense, the sum of these homologies, which is the symmetric algebra of the homology, is some kind of classical stuff, and what I have in mind is some quantification, some non-commutative version of this action of the mapping class group on this symmetric product of the homology. So I want in some sense to quantize action of homology. So in this paper there is a very nice cell decomposition of this pair compatible with SN action. So I will use it to compute in the case of unordered configurations. So I want also to mention, and this was quoted to me by Paolo Beligeri, that R and Co have extended Lorentz Kramer Bigelow representation to surface grade groups. Our construction has some similarity, but the homology we get is different, and I'm not interested in representation of surface grade group, but on representation of mapping classes. An action, I want to consider action of mapping classes. And so I want to recall what is the surface grade group, because this will be the pi one of my configuration space. And I consider a surface with one boundary component, and I consider the space of another configuration with, and the high one of this space is our grade group, our surface grade group. And I will draw this grade
And as you know, you can see this surface with one boundary component within some world. And this world, I write this way. So I like to write it from the right. So I will compose from the right using the category usual picture. So my one will be this one. Okay, this is K. And here is a picture. So the C is here, and also here. And maybe I need some place. And this will be A1, B1. Okay, so this is the first level course in topology. You have your surface as a quotient of the disk. So this is just the off plane here. So I have the point here. And one thing, so I will draw the graph of my surface grade in disk times interval. So for example, this will be a picture for sigma 1, the usual grade, which also exists here. So this, I will get this way generators and some new generators. So this was sigma 1. And there are all other generators which where the first string will go inside the under. So here is the A1 generator. I use the same notation for this generator as the letter in my work. And now I want to describe the relations. And
Are we inside the cylinder, the disk cross eye?
Yeah, we are inside.
Okay.
The disk is on outside.
Yeah, and then your A1 is piercing the boundary at A1.
A1 is?
That arc.
That arc will go inside the under.
Okay, yes, okay. I see, yes, thank you.
So another picture, I prefer this because we have a nice usual picture. Of course, you can, if you prefer the picture with this, with under, you go inside this under. But I prefer this picture. So a presentation of this grade group in the boundary case was obtained by Paolo Benigeri, who is here. But so the main relation I have in mind corresponds to this braid. So I draw this braid and I want to write it in my generators. And there are two ways to write it in the generators. Here are the two words. And this will be a relation. So you have this picture in mind, and you want to write it in the generator. So you have to insert the A thing or the B pass at different levels. Here is the picture. So this justifies the first word in the generator. I go from right to left, and from bottom to top on the picture. Mm-hmm. I compose from bottom to top. And here is the second picture for the same break. So the observation here is that if I want to abelianize, I will get a Z2 factor. The sigma 1 thing will be of order 2. And this, I don't want. So here is the presentation of Paolo Benigeri. I should say that G.P. Scott in 1970 considered the closed case. And there was also a nice paper with a simplification of this presentation like Juan Gonzalez releases. So the generators I gave, and you have the collisions. So the previous collision is the last one. Of course, you have the usual great collision, you know, and all the other collisions here are rather easy to understand the same way. And just try to, in your mind, to see what happens if you try to abelianize. So, accepted this collision, all this collision will be trivial after abelianization. In some sense, this collision is not homogeneous. And that's the reason why I want to consider the Heisenberg group as a quotient. And so what is this Heisenberg group? There are several descriptions. One way is just to write explicitly a central extension of the homology of the surface using the cocycle given by intersection. But so you have a picture of a central extension. You have a matrix description. This is well known. And in particular, this group acts faithfully on a module of rank G plus 2, because it is a group of matrices. And you can give a presentation with U as the central generator and AI, BI, the usual, the basis of homology. And you have just the relation here. So this AI, BI equal U2, BI, AI. And the commutation for the other generators. And so, from you say that this non-commuting relation will be compatible with the presentation of the great group we gave before. So the statement is the following: for n greater than 2, there exists a well-defined quotient map from the surface great group to our Heisenberg group. And this quotient sends the usual generator to the central element and the Andor generators to the corresponding element of homology. And I will use this quotient in order to build a cover of my configuration space. So Paolo observed that for n greater than 3, this quotient coincides with the second Nipodean quotient of this great group. And this was studied by Bellingeri, Gervais, Guasqui. So in particular, in this case, this says that the kernel of the quotient is the characteristic subgroup, so it will be respected by action of mapping classes, if I can define this action. So the picture now is that we have an homomorphism here from the pi 1 of my configuration space onto this Heisenberg group. So now, Cn tilde of sigma is the regular cover corresponding to this homomorphism. And you can play the usual game. And this game will define some homology. And because I compose from the what, here I should be careful because my group is not commutative. And my action will be on the right. So this homology will be a right module over the group algebra of the Heisenberg group of this HT. So now I want to consider mapping classes. And if I consider a diffeomorphism of sigma, I ask that it is identity not only on the boundary, but on the color of the boundary. And I will put my basis point in the configuration in this neighborhood. And I still consider action on configuration. And I have an induced map on the pi 1. And as I said before, I can check it also by hand, that this action respects the kernel of my quotient map. And as a corollary, we are able to define a lift of this map. And this lift will act on homology. So this action, this is defined for any mapping class. But the question is it compatible with the model structure? And it is not that we understand the defect, it is some twisted linearity. And if I have a coefficient in my group algebra, then it's easy to understand that you get this formula. Here you have a twisted linearity with natural action of the diffeomorphism on the Heisenberg group. The action of the Heisenberg group is just a lifting, an action of homology. So it's rather easy to understand this formula. And if we want some linear representation, we will restrict on the subgroup where the action of on that Heisenberg group is trivial. So suppose now that, of course, in order this action to be trivial, it necessarily has to be trivial on homology. So for the moment, I restrict to an element of the Torelli group. And if I consider an element of the Torelli group, then the defect of linearity will be in the center. And this defines this KH on the Torelli group. So the defect is the generator of the center power an integer, which depends only on the element H in the homology group. So this key, so this K is a KF. So this KF induces a well-defined homomorphism from H to Z. So we have an homomorphism from the Torelli group to Z. Sorry, we have an homomorphism from homology group, from H to Z, from homology group. So an element of H1, of upper H1. And in fact, you can guess what is this element of H1, because the Torelli group acts on vector field, on non-singular vector field, on this surface with boundary, by translation. And this translation gives you an element of H upper. And there are several descriptions of this KF that I can compute. In particular, KF is trivial if and only if F acts trivially on homotopy classes of non-singular vector fields, which is a subgroup of the Torelli group, and this is the group I will call the regular Torelli group. So this homomorphism coincides with
nomomorphism considered by Chilling-Worth in relation with Winding numbers. And the remark is that here it is trivial on the Johnson subgroup generated by them twist along bounding curves. So this regular Torelli group is something intermediate between the Torelli group subgroup and the Johnson subgroup. You have an affine structure on this set of homotopy classes of vector field. And
I'm thinking about fixing the
behavior of the boundary. No. So I denote this 2R, the regular Torelli group. And the theorem is that for n greater than 2, there exists the H tilde interaction of the regular Torelli group on homology of my curve. Because now it is linear, you have no defect. And now I will describe some cycles, and you in n equal 2 case. So if you have in mind Lorentz Cramer Bigelow thing with nodules and forks, here we can play the same game. So I like to use the cell decomposition of Moriyama I spoke in the beginning, and I will draw this time my surface in a classical way. So I will, for example, if I consider some interval like this. It's okay, this way that's good. This interval I denote alpha 1, alpha 2. Then alpha 1 plus alpha 2. I put square bracket for the corresponding subset surface, which is a square in the configuration space, and this will be some C12 square, and I will connect it to some base point somewhere. So here you will have the base point, and you will get a lifting, an explicit lifting of this wave, and this will be relative to cycle in our homology, relative to the boundary. And you also want to consider C11. And for C11, you have two possibilities. Either you consider two points, configuration of two points on the same interval, but this I don't want now. Or you consider a push of this. So from this will be the lifting. This will also be a square. I also need to connect it to the base point. So this will give some two cycles. And in fact, there are also more funny two cycles. For example, the one which corresponds to this interval. So this will give a non-trivial funny two cycle, relative two cycle. And you also have the dual homology. And for this, I will remove a point here, which is x0. And I consider now, I replace sigma by sigma minus this point. And I will obtain a better picture. And I will consider Borel-Moore homology of a configuration space of point in sigma prime. So now, here, I have this interesting two cycle. And also, I have to relate it to the base point, like this way. And for gamma, for beta this way, beta 1, I will have a triangle which is obtained by C2 of beta 1. So I consider configuration of two points in the interval, in the open interval. And I also will have, we'll lift this, and this will give two cycles in Borel-Moore homology. And you get a nice duality, so you have now intersection. You have a usual intersection pairing on covers. And this way, this, of course, you should have in mind the version of Poincaré duality where the boundary is decomposed in two parts. And here you have the native boundary on the left, and you are relative to the boundary at infinity on the right. So you get non-singular pairing here. And the theorem is that the above pairing is non-singular. And the two modules, in fact, it's not clear from duality that they are free, but because of the computation of using the cell decomposition, they are free. And rank G, 2G plus 1. And in fact, you can play the game to consider the graded algebra, which is the direct sum of this homology, Hn, so this, well, just, maybe I could just Hn Q for this homology. And the rank of Hn Q is the rank of sim n of homology. So I get graded. In fact, you have a product structure coming from the fact that you can glue, you can concatenate configurations. And this can be thought as a deformation of the symmetric algebra of homology of the surface. And my regulatory group acts on it. I was short. I can
Questions?
Yes.
Yeah? What application is doing here?
You can guess. You can guess. I can bet some applications. You know that I quoted Iglo. So you can question what is the kernel of this action. At least you have interest in subgroups. And the question is, could it be trivial at some point? I have something, but.
Have a family of generator for the Torelli group, for the regular Torelli group, is infinitely presented. Do you know something about
you know, the it's easy to compute my homomorphism F goes to KF for generators of the Torelli group. And in this generator, you have you have a bounding twist on bounding curve, and this is in the Johnson subgroup, so this you keep. And you have the bounding pairs. And the value on the bounding pairs pair depends on the. So the bounding pair here will cut a subsurface. This so you have a bounding pair here. So the value will depend on the genus of this. So if you compose two bounding pairs with reversed order, you will get something which is zero in this homomorphism. And I think I didn't sort a lot, but because you are this group is in between the Torelli and Johnson, you can find your answers. But I didn't think a lot. In fact, it's already interesting to consider it on the Johnson side.
Does it give a sort of generalization of Jones polynomial to some situation in the spherical video law?
You know, I have in mind many questions, many features. That's one of the ideas. Another idea is that you certainly here are in a situation related with Fleur theory. Because you are the point you are counting are intersection of Lagrangian submanifold, and so you can guess. Of course, many talks here were about categorification, but you can guess some relation with some homology, link homology, or manifold homology stuff. Not this Fleur homology. And so I think the picture of Iglo with some kind of Jones polynomial or generalization, you can play here. Because you have exactly, so the point was to consider some barcodes. And here, this will be barcodes. And you have evaluation and some. So the picture is quite similar. I didn't thought a lot on it, but clearly you can play this game, and you have this observation that usually in the genus zero case, you want it to abelianize, you got nothing, and here if you abelianize, it's not quite good, but if you modify this very little, using this non-commutative Heisenberg stuff, then you have almost the same picture. So So you can play all z. Everybody should be quietly and now, and the here, right?